Praise God. Turn to somebody and tell them, God is going to pour out His Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You know why we can say that, don't you? We can say it with faith. Like they sang, believe. Because Jesus said, and then Peter said it. Because Peter said it, praise God, quoting the words of the Lord, said, in the last day, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Hallelujah. I will. He's going to do it. Hallelujah. He's going to do it. So thank Him for it tonight. Before we see it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, the eyes of the world are on this city. The world is looking at New York tonight. The 192 nations gathered, the United Nations. The big thing that the world is looking at tonight is the fact that the Palestinian Authority have come to this United Nations to ask for statehood to be recognized by the world. They're asking not to negotiate with Israel, but that the United Nations will vote for them to be a nation with the 67 borders. And they'll go first to the Security Council. But there at the Security Council, our president will have it vetoed. They will go there Friday, the last news we had. The world is trying, before the quartet, the four great powers, England, America, Russia, and Europe, in Europe, are trying to stop them. Trying to stop the Palestinians, and the Premier Abbas to ask him not to go to the United Nations. So far, he's not agreed. He's planning to go Friday. And at the Security Council, he has to go there first. And there at the Security Council, the one nation that will stop him will be this country, America. The whole world is turning against the Jewish people. God has raised up America, raised this country up, the one nation, the strongest nation in the world that supports them. We are the security of that nation. And hallelujah. They will then try, their plan is to then try, after it's vetoed in the United, at the Security Council, to go then to the United Nations General Assembly, to the 192 nations, and ask them to vote them to be as being a nation with the 67 borders, taking back Jerusalem, taking back the West Bank, and declare them a state. The United Nations cannot do that after a veto in the Security Council. All they can do is they can recognize them and vote to recognize them as an entity and as a state, but not a member of the United Nations, something like the Vatican has, the Catholic Church from Rome has that status. They'll be giving them that status if they accomplish it. The America stands between the destruction of Israel at this point in time. The nations, the Islamic world, the radical Islamic world is determined to take back Jerusalem, because Jerusalem is the third most holy place in the Islamic world. It's the third most holy place. The Mosque of Omar is there where the Temple of Solomon once stood. It is the most sacred spot in the Jewish world, is that mount. And it is where today the temple, the mosque stands. That's where the temple once stood. That's the most sacred place. Now, the Jews pray on the western wall down at the foot of where once the temple stood. And the Muslims and are upstairs. Now, we are standing in the way of that happening, of them taking over. The Jews would not be, Jerusalem or Israel would not be able in themselves to stop 1 billion Muslims. There's 1 billion Muslims in the world. And there's just 6 million Jews in Israel, 5 million in this country. And God raised this country up And we are the ones that are keeping Israel alive today. It's America. And we're the ones that are holding, keeping them going, that they can expand and go forward because of this nation. Now, let me tell you, that's why we're hated. That's why America, they must bring us down in order to get to them. We stand in the way. That's why we just had the World Towers come down. We just celebrated 9/11 a few days ago in this city. Because this nation stands between their goal and their sacred mosque and between Israel. And they have announced that they are determined, that is Iran, and the premier or the president of Iran has announced that he is going to wipe Israel off the map. Ahmadinejad, he has said he will wipe Israel off the map. They are building atomic bombs, hydrogen bombs at this point in time to do just that, to destroy that nation. We are in that point. Now, something else will happen in this country. What Pastor Dave saw, 1,000 fires in this city, and saw that thing happen. Now, let me tell you tonight, it's going to happen. What Pastor Dave said will happen. It's coming. They hate us. I don't know how it's going to come. I don't know if it, what it's going to be. But this nation is in the spotlight because we stand. God raised us up to spread the gospel to the ends of the earth and to protect the state of Israel. Now, let me tell you, folks, we are in an incredible hour. This is a strategic moment in time. There has not been a time like it since World War II. We are now coming to another climactic hour in human history. It is going to be even more climactic than World War II was when 6 million Jews were destroyed and the nation of Israel was born. We are now watching because I've got some good news for you tonight. It's not all bad. Yes, it's going to happen. Everybody in here is going to be affected. This nation will get struck, but I got news for you. The Church of Jesus Christ does a lot better in trouble. The Church of Jesus Christ does a lot better in trouble than it does in prosperity. We do better. We gain ground. And when there's going to be trouble coming to this nation, I've got news for you. There's going to be an outpouring and a revival. People are going to seek God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got to hurry. I got some wonderful news for you. I want to read two scriptures for you. One in Matthew to start with, in Matthew's gospel. And I want to read this to you. And the 24th chapter and the 14th verse. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. When this gospel is preached to all the nations, then the end will come. We're getting close. Hallelujah. Now, I got another wonderful scripture. I got to read another great scripture to you. This is incredible what God is saying here. I want to read it in Revelations, the 14th chapter, and I want to read to you the 6th verse of the 14th chapter. Then I saw John, saw an angel flying in the midst of heaven. An angel was flying through heaven when John was there in the spirit, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, every tribe, every tongue, and every people, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to Him. For the hour of His judgment has come." Wow. Just at the hour of judgment, the angels, John saw the angel flying through heaven. Flying through heaven. And he said, "Preach it to every nation, kindred, and tongue. Because judgment is coming. Jesus said the gospel will go to the ends and then the end comes. The angel saw and came through flying through saying the same thing Jesus had said. Now, what's so wonderful about that tonight is that the Middle East is going to get the gospel. The angel said it's going to every nation. Hallelujah. 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 It's going to every nation. The Islamic world is not good. They're not going to take over. They're going down. I got news for you tonight. What that angel said is going to come to pass. It doesn't matter what they say in Iran. It doesn't matter what they say in any place else. The gospel, Jesus said it, and the angel went through heaven. And he said, this gospel is going to every nation. I have got news for you. Saudi Arabia is going to hear the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turkey is going to hear the gospel. You know why? It's been 800 years. But he said the angel went through and said, this is going to every nation. The Islamic world will go down. This gospel will rise. This angel flew heaven. He flew in heaven. John saw him, and he saw him with his angels, his wings stretched out, and he was crying, this everlasting gospel will go to every nation and every kingdom and every tongue, because God Almighty said it. There's no power in this world to stop this book from coming to pass. Somebody say hallelujah. It's going to happen. We are the generation to see it done. Praise God. We are the ones to see it. God loves the Islamic world. He doesn't hate them. He loves those wonderful people. There's wonderful people that are going to get saved. We're going to sing with them in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're going to get saved. Hallelujah. The Turks are good. The Saudi Arabians, they're going to get saved. I don't care what the king thinks. I don't care what anybody thinks. This book is the truth. What God Almighty said is going to happen. Hallelujah. So, their goals are not going to come to pass. They're going down. And the gospel is going up. Hallelujah. And if the angel said this everlasting gospel, because right now we've got a preacher, because judgment is coming. It's the end. Jesus said the gospel will go to the ends of the world. Then the end will come. We are there tonight, watching it fulfilled right here in this city. Right here, they're voting in a few days. Friday, they'll go to the Security Council. And America will have to stand up and veto it and stop it. The one nation that can. But God has us here. But I've got something else for you. God said, and Peter said it, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit. Judgment is coming. What Pastor Dave saw will happen. God showed me something tremendous happening. He didn't show me that, but I saw a part of that. I saw something in the spirit. God showed me it's going to happen, people, and we've got to be ready. And we've got to get ready, because we've got to be spread this gospel throughout the world. We have got to be ready. God wants this church. He's raised this church up right here in the heart of this city for a world purpose, to reach the ends of the earth, to get the vision. When those walls come down in the Middle East, we got to be ready to go in there and get the gospel. It's going to open up, and we're going to see revival in America. I want to encourage you tonight. Hard times are coming, desperate times. Great things are going to happen, dreadful things. But in the midst of it all, God said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit. Satan is going to rise up, and with power, he's cast down on the earth. But God's power is going to be here, and he wants to use you, and he wants this church. He wants you to be ready. He has brought you to the kingdom for such a time as this. As Mordecai said to Esther raised as his daughter, he said to her, how do you know that you're not at the kingdom to save the Jewish world? And she did. The Jewish world was about to be wiped out of the 120 provinces all over the world. The decree was going to kill all the Jews of the world. But Esther stepped in and pled with the king, and the king gave them there. God is calling a generation. I want the young people here tonight to hear me. Hear me. God has brought you to this hour. He has brought you here, and there's more than just getting married and having a family. That's important, and that's wonderful. That's not the answer, though. That's not what it's all about. God wants you here, and He wants your children. He wants to bless you, and He wants to give you a vision of the world. He brought you here for this hour. Thank God for the prayer that's going on in this church. Thank God for the prayer. Thank God for the prayer. I challenge you tonight. I challenge you tonight. Let's pray for our youth. Let's pray that God send us a powerful revival right here among our youth, that they go to Bible school, they give themselves to God, they answer the call of God, and they're ready. They're right out of this church and out of this city that Satan is ready to destroy, that we're going to see the power of God, and we're going to see young people that are ready when the door opens that we can go to the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. Wow. What an hour we're living in. We're watching it right here play out in front of us, and we're going to see it. Now, the hydrogen weapons are going to be proliferated. Most folks don't know this, but General Electric recently found out a way of producing hydrogen power that's incredibly cheap than anything we've known. And if it is understood and reached, and it will get to all the people, it's going to be easy for small nations to have hydrogen bombs. The world is coming to a tremendous climactic hour. And the Islamic world is rising, but they're not going to accomplish their purpose. But something else is going to happen to them. They're going to be wiped out or broken, their power broken, and the gospel is going to go to the whole world in these last days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This book is true. Hallelujah. Praise God. The angel said it, and we're going to see it. It's happening. We're in this city. This church is here. The school we have, the prayer meeting. Now let's get our eyes on God. He said He would do it in these last days. We're here for a purpose, a tremendous purpose, not just to get, we're here to get blessed. I'm all for it, thank God. But that's not the end of it. The blessing has to make us a blessing. The power has to make us a power for God. And the anointing has to lead us out to where we're a power for God in these last days. There's awesome powers of Satan being released, but the power of God is incredible. Incredibly beyond it, and what He said in this book is going to happen. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him for it tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Let's ask God for another wave. It comes in waves. The revival comes in just like showers. In His last day showers, it's time for another shower. The world is getting ready for an awesome shakeup. But God's church is going to get ready for an awesome outpouring. Now, I want to close tonight with prayer. I want us to pray mainly for the youth. For the youth in this church and the youth of this city. That God gives us a vision and prepares them to be the ones to carry this gospel in the last days. That God gives us a revival. That you see your family. Now, the hard times are coming, but that don't you worry one minute about it. Hard times are the best thing for the church because we seek God when things get tough. When things get tough, the tough get going. Hallelujah. We'll seek God. And those that really are hungry are going to stand up and see mighty things happen in these days. I want you to see God tonight. The Holy Spirit. I want the pastor to come and with me now. And we're going to pray. And the elders to come and pray. Just pray. Ask God. New York City, where the whole world are represented tonight. We're going to ask God. Watch over your people, Israel, and let this gospel go to the ends of the earth. Break down all the powers in those Islamic nations that they're stopping it. We ask God that you break those powers of darkness and let those hungry people in that part of the world that you love, let the gospel get to them and let us be ready and send a revival into this city. Will you pray with me tonight that God will send us a revival? and send it among our youth as well, and that God will set us on fire, us starting with me and you, and we will hear what he is saying and be ready to do the will of God. Let's stand together, and those that will gather in the front, let's pray together. Pastor, come and pray with me at this time. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, just seek God right now. Just put your hands up and seek God wherever you are. Come on down, and we're gonna believe God to touch and send a revival to this city and among our youth. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on down and let's gather around here and raise our voice to God in prayer and praise in one mighty voice of prayer right now. Come on. Come on around the front and put your hands up and believe God. In the name of Jesus tonight, we're asking you, God, to let this church be a light that will touch the ends of the earth, touch our young people, touch our elderly. God, help us not to look at ourselves and not to be selfish and not to just care about ourselves, but to see the hour that you live in, that we're living in. You brought us to this hour. You brought us to this hour. You chose this hour. Let's be ready. Get on fire for God. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands right now and let's call on God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody lead us in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, bless your name. Bless your holy name, God. Lord, we lift up and magnify the name of Jesus.
Yes.
God, we thank you for the outpouring of your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that there is only one name under heaven by which man can be saved. That at the name of Jesus, every Amen. Knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that you are the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we lift up your name.
Yes.
Lord, we rest on the promise that you said that if your name be lifted up, you will draw all men unto yourself. God, that includes every Yes. nation in this world. Every nation on this planet, God. Your word is true. Lord, to the ends of the earth, your word is true. Hallelujah. Lord, we recognize, Jesus, that you said all authority has been given unto you.
Yes.
All authority has been given unto you, Lord Jesus. God, we declare it. We declare it. We have faith in it, God, that you have all the authority. You have all the power. Lord, and you promised that you would make us witnesses unto Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Yes. We thank you, Lord, that your word abides forever. Hallelujah. God, we ask that let faith arise in our hearts tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Every person in this house, God, in the sanctuary, Lord. Lord, let faith arise in our hearts to believe that what you said is true. To believe that you promised that you'll take care of every one of our needs.
Yes.
You'll provide for us, God. You are Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. We put our faith in you. We believe in you. We trust in you, God. Lord, we put our very life in your hands. And we thank you, Lord. God, you gave your life for us. We worship you for who you are, Lord. God, let faith arise right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
God, let the Spirit be poured out upon this house right now in the name of Jesus. God, let the baptism of the Holy Spirit fall on us. Let the Holy Spirit of God fall on us, God. In your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare Hallelujah. Your name. With one voice,
yes,
we declare the name
God.
Of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Family,
Hallelujah.
Children,
Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord Jesus. There is none like you, God. None like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Who is like unto the Lord our God? There is no one like our Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah,
Thank you,
God.
Thank you, Lord.
By your Spirit, Lord.
Save
By your
children.
Spirit, God.
Hallelujah.
We put
Hallelujah.
Our confidence in you, Lord Jesus.
God.
Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. You are the Messiah. You are the chosen one. You are the one, oh God, that we come to in our time of need. Hallelujah, Lord. God, let revival break out in this city.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let every church be filled
Yes.
in this city, oh God. Lord, we cry out to you. We cry out to you in Jesus' name. God, we cry out for the protection of our country.
Yes.
Lord, we ask God. We ask for your divine protection, Lord. In Jesus' name, in this day and this hour, God, help us, Lord. Help us, God. Help the church turn to you one last time, God, for mercy, for grace in our lives, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Lord, we declare your goodness. We declare your mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we call to the north, to the south, to the east, and the west. Lord, and we say, give up those who belong to our Christ. Give up those who belong to the Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Save our children. Save our youth. Save our children. Save our families. Hallelujah. God, let your Holy Spirit come down on us all over this place, we pray. Hallelujah. Let there be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Set your church on fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's continue to pray. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we stand before you because by your grace we're able to. Lord, it's because of who you are that you have made us a people who can lift up our hearts and believe you for great things. Lord, we know that you called us not only to be saved, but to be a means by which you save others. Lord, even as we heard today, not just to be blessed, but to be a blessing to the nations. Now, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you gave us hope that the gospel would be preached throughout all of the nations. God, you said that all of the nations should be blessed because we are blessed. And now we ask you in Jesus' name, would you help us to continue to fulfill the will of God in our lives, which is to be useful in your hands, to bless men and women all around the world. God, we pray in Jesus' name. We pray for Israel, Lord God. We pray that you lay your hand upon the Jews. We pray that you continue to cause them to turn one after the other to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by which they must be saved. We also pray for the Arab nations, O Jesus, and particularly for the Muslims. And we ask you in Jesus' name that they also continue to be turned to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for those in Afghanistan and those in Pakistan and those in Iran and those in Iraq. We pray, O God, for those in Saudi Arabia. We pray for those in Uzbekistan. We pray, O God, over and over again that lives might be changed and that hearts might be given another opportunity, but to believe upon the name of that great and holy Savior. God, you have sent us forth in your name to be witnesses to your glory. And we expect, O Jesus, that your name will be glorified in the earth once again. We believe, O Jesus, that you will be praised among men and women, for there is no other name given among men and women by which we must be saved. God, we believe you for great things in this generation because you are a great and a holy God. We trust you for awesome things in this generation because you are an awesome God. We believe that your name will be glorified because your word has caused us to believe that your name would be lifted up from mountain to mountain and from shore to shore. God, even now, as the nations are gathered just across the way, we represent the nations in this congregation. Over 100 nations represented here. And God, we come together. We come together in unity. We come together, but not just to vote, but to pray and to believe and to expect that your name will be glorified in the earth. We believe you to be who you are, O Jesus. As they represent the nations over there, we represent the nations over here. And we represent the Savior over here. And we represent your vision over here, your burden over here, your concern for the lost and for the needy over here. God, help us. God, help us. Help us to make a difference in this generation. Help us to be a blessing to the nations. Help us to remember Israel and to bless Jerusalem. Help us, O Jesus, to glorify your name. Help us to bless those people who gave us this holy book that we love, who taught us how to worship and serve the Lord, who wrote those pages from Genesis to Revelation. Help us to bless those people through whom our Messiah came. Help us to bless those people who became a missionary nation. Help us to bless those people who gave us the words of hope. Help us to be there for them, to love them, to nurture them, to cry out for them. Help us to be a means by which they're protected until they know the only true and holy Savior. Hallelujah. 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 Help us to love Israel. Help us to love all men and women of all nations, so that we can represent your love in this generation. We thank you for this, O God. We believe you for it. We love you for it. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. 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 Praise his holy name. I want to also open just for a second. The altars are already filled, so I'm just going to ask you if, help, praise Jesus, if God is speaking to your heart tonight, and you heard what I heard tonight, which was God wants not only to bless us, but to make us a blessing to the nations. To make it right across the way, right across a few blocks down, we have nations gathered together, but here we have nations gathered together. And there are things that we can do, that they could never hope to do. And if you're saying, Lord, I just want you to renew my burden, to make me a missionary to the nations. You and I can be missionaries to the nations sometimes just by picking up the phone and calling people who are back home and reminding them that Jesus loves them. And if you want to pray for a moment or two with me, because I'm asking the Lord to renew my zeal, to make it so it's harder for me to pass by without reminding people that there is a one who loves them, a Savior who loves them. I don't just want to walk through the streets. I can say, well, I'm on my way to church, and I'm on my way. I can even say I'm on my way to preach, but does that justify me walking by somebody who's in need of a word, somebody who's not going to be here at church? Somebody, I'm not saying that I'm going to talk to everybody that I see, but every now and again, I'll just hear the Lord nudge me and say, would you just tell that person, you know, in no uncertain terms, without a whole bunch of words, just tell them, Jesus loves you. You know, I don't want to miss out on that. Now, so I'm praying, God, renew that aspect of my ministry, of my personal just reaching out to people who I see that are in need when I sense the Holy Spirit nudging me to do it. And if you want to pray that prayer with me, I'm not going to ask you to come to the front because we're already here. But maybe as a congregation, we can make this one big altar and say, God, renew my zeal. Help me because I want to reach out. You know, I'm not going to try to save everybody, but I am going to try to change the world. One soul at a time, maybe. But I'm going to try to help somebody. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we simply say, as we heard tonight, I don't just want to be blessed. I thank you that I'm blessed. But part of being blessed is being a blessing. I want to help somebody, Jesus. I want to reach out. Every now and again, I just want you to nudge me and just say, you know that person over there? You know that? Just tell them Jesus loves them. God, would you do that? Would you help us to just sense when you're moving us? We're not trying to do anything out of compulsion or condemnation. We just want to help when we can. So would you help us, Jesus? Would you help us to help people, to make a difference in this generation? We have been called to make a difference. We've been called, even as we heard earlier about Esther. How do we know that this is not specifically the time in which we are going to be used of God to save many? We didn't understand it, Lord, even in our younger days when we went through trials and difficulties like Joseph, when he was in trial and difficulty and hardship, and God was going to use the very place of his trial as that place by which he would save the world. God, some of us are going through difficult times right now, but how do we know that that's not exactly where we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to change somebody's life? God, help us to see every difficulty as an opportunity. An opportunity to save, an opportunity to preach, an opportunity to pray, an opportunity to reach out, an opportunity to sometimes say to people, hey, look, I'm not immune to hardship. I'm here with you, but I have a Jesus who saves me. I have a Jesus who keeps me. I have a Jesus who can help me, a Jesus who can provide for me, a Jesus who can heal me, a Jesus who can sing sweet songs to my heart and cause me to rejoice even in the most difficult times. Jesus, help us to help someone. We love you for this, oh Jesus. We thank you for it. We bless you for it. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.